Today, the Church, after having celebrated the mysteries of our redemption from the incarnation of our Lord through his passion, death, and glorious ascension to the descent of the Holy Ghost at Pentecost, now offers for our contemplation the central mystery of our faith, the Blessed Trinity. In the divine office, it is traditional on Trinity Sunday to recite the Creed of St. Athanasius. Athanasius was the Bishop of Alexandria in the 4th century and the great champion of the Orthodox faith, defined at the First Ecumenical Council of Nicaea against the heresy of Arius. The creed named for St. Athanasius was actually composed some 150 years after his death. It is longer than the familiar Apostles' Creed and the Nicene Constantinopolitan Creed, which we normally recite on Sunday, and it gives a far more detailed definition of the relationship between the persons of the Holy Trinity and of the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ. No creed, of course, can fully explain the mystery of the Trinity. Indeed, we are assured that that mystery is ultimately beyond the comprehension of the angels and the blessed souls in heaven. But to deepen our understanding of the infinite glory of God, I would invite you to say with me today, in place of our more familiar creed, the Athanasian Creed. And you should have gotten copies of that as you came in. Please stand. Whoever wishes to be saved, before all things it is necessary that he hold the Catholic faith. Which faith, except everyone do keep whole and undefiled, without doubt he shall perish eternally. Now the Catholic faith is this, that we worship one God in Trinity and Trinity in unity, neither confounding the persons nor dividing the substance. For there is one person of the Father, another of the Son, and another of the Holy Ghost. But the Godhead of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost is one, the glory equal, the majesty co-eternal. Such as the Father is, such is the Son, and such is the Holy Ghost. The Father uncreated, the Son uncreated, and the Holy Ghost uncreated. The Father infinite, the Son infinite, and the Holy Ghost infinite. The Father eternal, the Son eternal, and the Holy Ghost eternal. Yet they are not three eternals, but one eternal. As also they are not three uncreated, nor three infinities, but one uncreated and one infinite. So likewise the Father is almighty, the Son almighty, and the Holy Ghost almighty. And yet they are not three almighties, but one almighty. So the Father is God, the Son God, and the Holy Ghost God. And yet they are not three gods, but one God. So the Father is Lord, the Son Lord, and the Holy Ghost Lord. And yet they are not three lords, but one Lord. For like as we are compelled by Christian truth to acknowledge every person by himself to be God and Lord, so we are forbidden by the Catholic religion to say, there be three gods or three lords. The Father is made of none, neither created nor begotten. The Son is of the Father alone, not made nor created, but begotten. The Holy Ghost is of the Father and the Son, not made nor created nor begotten, but proceeding. So there is one Father, not three fathers, one Son, not three sons, one Holy Ghost, not three Holy Ghosts. And in this Trinity is nothing afore or after, nothing greater or less, but the whole three persons are co-eternal together and co-equal. So that in all things, as is aforesaid, the unity in Trinity and the Trinity in unity is to be worshipped. He therefore that wishes to be saved, let him thus think of the Trinity. But it is necessary to eternal salvation that he also believe faithfully the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ. The right faith, therefore, is that we believe and confess that our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is God and man, God of the substance of the Father, begotten before the worlds, and man of the substance of his mother, born in the world. Perfect God, perfect man, of a reasoning soul and human flesh subsisting, equal to the Father as touching his Godhead, inferior to the Father as touching his manhood, who, although he be God and man, yet is not two, but one Christ. One, however, not by conversion of the Godhead into flesh, but by the taking of the manhood into God. One altogether, not by confusion of substance, but by unity of person. For as the reasoning soul and flesh is one man, so God and man is one Christ, who suffered for our salvation, descended into hell, rose again the third day from the dead. He ascended into heaven. He sitteth on the right hand of the Father, God Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead, at whose coming all men shall rise again with their bodies and shall give account for their works. And they that have done good shall go into life eternal, but they that have done evil into eternal fire. This is the Catholic faith, which except a man believe faithfully and firmly, he cannot be safe. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.